Hopefully that was a good break for y'all. You've enjoyed the day. We've got a couple of final sessions to wrap up. One that we thought we would do is not everybody got to attend each of the workshops that we did on data and insights and AI. So we thought we'd invite two of the workshop leaders up to talk about what the groups did in there, what they learned, some of the observations, some of the learnings from it. So we've got Shira Hirsch and JD DePace who will come up. So I don't know who you want to have go first, but I'll let you go. Round of applause for them, please.
Hello. Okay, so we were in the, Brittany and I ran the AI workshop. So we talked about communication AI. We talked about how AI won't take your job, but people who learn and understand AI will, right? So AI is here to stay, and we need to be savvy about it. We talked about bias, data privacy, and costs are factors to think about when we talk about AI. We did a demo of communications AI. See me if you'd like one of those. We also did breakout sessions, and people talked about how they were using AI day-to-day right now. Storytelling came up big, video scripts, persona building, brainstorming. We also reviewed best practices for prompts, and we wrote a 5-chapter true crime story about a unicorn named Sparkle. So if you missed that, find someone and talk about the true crime story.
I should have volunteered to go first because I can't follow that. All right. Hey, everybody. For anybody I haven't met, my name is Shira Hirsch. I head up the data and insights team at First Up. So we ran a session on using data and insights for better employee outcomes. We built a lot on what Nicole and Cheryl and Mike and everybody was talking about today about how important data is and how much access to data you all have, right? There's this great windshield view that you get with your First Up data that is very different from kind of lagging indicators like employee attrition or like employee surveys that maybe if you're lucky you do a couple times a year and then you have to kind of adjust from there. And so when you start to think about your First Up program and the metrics and the KPIs, keep asking yourself why. Why do you need to reach all of your employees? What's the business outcome that you're trying to drive? And why is everything that you're doing every day so important to somebody like your CEO? And when you're thinking about trying to quantify some of your First Up metrics, we talked about kind of three big buckets that things tend to fall into. So we talked about increasing revenue. So we have First Up customers who have looked at their sales team. And sales team members who are more engaged on First Up also hit their quotas more, right? Fantastic outcome for the business, for the sales team, for you as a comms team to be able to partially take credit for that. We talked about reducing risk. So talking about, you know, customers in manufacturing and things like that, there's so much compliance and safety that you need to do around that. And then decreasing cost. So we talked a little bit about the attrition forecast dashboard and being able to look at your First Up data and have predictions and directional information about who is a risk to leave your company. Who are those really strong performers who are maybe starting to disengage, and you can build on journeys, you can build on AI, you can build on those other features to, you know, bring them back in, re-engage them, and make sure that they're staying with your company. Lots of really great examples from our customers talking about different ways that they're layering in data. We've got customers from tons of phenomenal industries, especially those of you who work with consumers. We talked about Experian, we talked about Tesco, who have all of this incredible consumer data and how everybody within your organization kind of expects that level of data from you as communicators as well. So using your First Up data to kind of build that, tell the story, and distill it down to something that, your C-level executives care about is incredibly important and helps elevate the work of comms, right? Retention is maybe not directly your area of ownership, but being able to say our comms program has a measurable impact on this just continues to expand your scope of influence. And then the last piece building on that is find people in your organization that have complementary data, right? There are people who run your surveys, there are people who have your attrition data, looking at store sales, your employee NPS, your customer NPS, right? You look at all of this stuff on a daily basis and all of that layers in really nicely with your First Up data. It helps you kind of build and expand your impact. And then the last piece is just continuing to evolve, right? with AI, with all of these things, just make sure that you're continuing to adjust the data that you're looking at, continue to adjust your goals, and just build your program and have it grow with your organization as well.
Fantastic. You're not off the hook yet.
Great.
Not off the hook yet.
Right.
Who's my new friend here? I didn't catch your name. I can't leave this field or else there'll be feedback. So you found Sparkles. What's your name?
Inaki.
Yep.
From IKEA.
So she found a Sparkles in her chair.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, Sparkles found you in your chair. So it's now, that's the case. I want to know what each of you learned doing those workshops that you didn't know ahead of time. Like, what did you learn from the attendees, either from the AI side or the data side?
I think we had a lot of customers and people in the room that have been using ChatGPT. I think we're all on board about using it and integrating it into our day-to-day activities. I learned about storytelling. Because storytelling came up a lot, video scripts, how do you tell a story, how do you think about personas? So that was really interesting to hear. How can we think about video was something that I'm thinking about, right? How do we continue to do content? Let's see, I'm drawing a blank now, but there was something else product-wise I wrote down for later. Go ahead.
Stealing your mic, because I was in... There was a really good one. We said steal. We were stealing it. So somebody was putting personas into their Gen AI, just like we talked about earlier today, and then said write each communication and tailor it to these personas within their company. And Philippa and I were like, stealing this idea. Immediately steal.
The thing I was thinking about is somebody was talking about what gets most engagement and the balance of communication. So I'm thinking about how can I easily kind of get back to you based on what's being engaged in, what type of content, is it a percentage of video or topics or themes, or, you know, how do we kind of, working with data and AI together, how do we think about how I can more easily, or first up, can more easily surface to you what's happening and do that, you know, really quickly. This is the engagement, but here's trends and themes and sentiment and pull quotes and, you know, are there ways that we can surface more of that? So I think we had a discussion on like percentage of comms and percentage of content. And as the communicators watch that.
Before we go to you, Shira, I'm curious from the people in the room, who would describe themselves as a routine user of AI, whether it be ChatGPT or another tool? But you raise your hand high, that's good. How many are finding you're using it more and more and more? Yeah, that's, I find it as like, it's my best partner out there. Like I was amazed by it. I even shared this with JD. I've always struggled writing alt text for images. I don't know how to describe what's in the photo and is it relevant or not. And it's sort of a last minute thing you try to do. And it's actually huge for accessibility to do it, but I've always shrugged it off because it's like, I don't want to write about what's in this photo. Well, you can upload an image to ChatGPT and say, write alt text for it. And it is spot on. And that's stuff that you probably maybe didn't take the time to do before, but you can do now. And it's great for accessibility. It also teaches you some new skills. So I think there's always ways that, I love hearing stories about how people are creatively using. And that example you shared was awesome for doing that. So thank you. And then what did you learn from your workshop?
Gosh, I always love talking to our customers about data. One, because I can clearly talk about data all day, every day, but everybody's got really interesting pieces that they're layering on. So AGCO has a 10-point plan that they're working through all of these different elements. And then also, I apologize, I'm forgetting which customer mentioned it, but talking about what's not getting looked at, right? If you've got 80% of your content that's driving, you know, 10% of views, what do you need to weed out and start to be a lot more prescriptive with the other folks on your team, people who are publishing, so that you don't have to worry about kind of signal and noise? You really have data on both what's working and what's not. And I think both of those are equally important. And then Carl from our product team was showing some previews of what we've got coming out in some new Generation Insights reports that we're going to be putting out. And we talked about kind of a user funnel where you've got kind of your whole addressable employee population all the way down to who's registered and active and actually going in and commenting and kind of doing all of these things. And where are people falling off in that funnel is really important. And figuring out how to tell that story. And making sure that the folks in this room, all of your communicators understand that, and then also that your CEOs and your executives understand the importance of all of that too, right? Registration rate is important because it means that your CEO can now reach all of your deskless workers, and they could not do that before, and kind of thinking about, again, that why, and what are you trying to accomplish?
Great. Any questions for them about the workshops? Who attended in the room the AI workshop? Awesome, and then the data workshop? Fantastic. Round of applause for both of you. Thanks for sharing those insights.